Okay, today's daf is Nedarim daf Pei Aleph. So again, as I mentioned yesterday, but today we have a top five run. Top five run, not only in Maseches Nedarim, but in Shas. Top five in Shas, for sure. We haven't had one of the top runs in a while. I think the last one was every day, I should say. I should say that the run isn't top five every daf. But let's say the famous ones, it's the last one I think we have was Daf Nun Beis, Davar Sheish L'Matirin. So here's another one, Daf Pei Aleph. But we have work to do before we get to that run. Okay, so yesterday we quoted, explaining the Mishnah, the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, whether not washing is called Inui Nefesh or not. The Rabbanan say that if a woman makes a neder or a shvua regarding not washing herself, rechitza, so then the baal is allowed to be mefer. While Rabbi Yossi says no, because that's not a neder of inui nefesh. Is it bein ol bein not? That's going to be the Gemara later on, which hopefully we'll get to later. But the Gemara asked a stira. We ran through it quickly yesterday, so let's go through it again. V'rami d'Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi. Let's start again from 8 lines up from the bottom on the Pehima base. V'rami d'Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yossi, not washing is not inui nefesh. So is that really true? We have to from a tosefta. Mayan shel b'nei ha'ir. If you have a spring of b'nei ha'ir of the city, what exactly is the metzias here? So I mentioned quickly yesterday that the Mefarish explains, and the Rush as well, that the spring originates in one of the cities. Meaning one of the cities owns this water. That's what the Rush, the Mefarish says in the first wide line. The water belongs to one of them, but usually there's enough water for them to partake, and then it flows down to the other city. But this is a situation where there isn't enough for both. So you have the Mayan of one city. Their life versus the other people's lives, the other cities, their life comes first. Your animals, the city A's animals, city A's animals wins. Again, laundry of each city, so then the laundry of the city that owns the water comes first. But if you have the chayim, the life of the other cities versus the laundry of this city, then obviously chayachirim comes first according to the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kfisasan kodemus lachayachirim. Rabbi Yossi says no. Even the kfisa of city A, the laundering of city A, comes before the drinking and the basic sustenance of city B. So before we talk about Rabbi Yossi, just one ha'ara. The Chassam Sofer notes here in the Chidushim on this Gemara that we know there are different rules in Hilchot Tzedakah in general. Your family comes before other people's families, your city comes before other cities, Ani Eretz Yisrael maybe comes before other Aniyim throughout the world. So says the Chassam Sofer, you know what's proven from this Tosefta that we just read? That all those rules only apply where there are equal needs. Equal needs. Your needs and other people's needs. Your family's needs and other family's needs. Only difference is, it's the same exact needs, so who goes first? So the closer one wins. Your family, your city, and the Eretz Yisrael. But if there is a greater need from somebody lower on the list, meaning let's say Aniyim of a different city are more in need than the Aniyim of your city. So then you're allowed to go give the Aniyim of the other city. So what do you see from here? It says if you have kfisa son, and right, in the last line, the chayi achirim comes before the kfisa, meaning one of your needs, your kfisa, according to the Tanna Kamma, is a lower level need than the chayim of achirim. So says the Chassam Sofer, the mikan raya brura, labasha biarti b'tshuva, tahadar mina niyaya ircha kodmin, v'chadome, hainu im tzrachehem shavim. Explained it more there. So that's the important sort of the Chassam Sofer. All those rules of Inyanei Tzedakah, which we have to figure out based on we got all these envelopes in the mail. Who gets more, with the split it up properly. All those rules only apply where the needs are equal. If the needs are not equal, then you're allowed to give the ones with the greater needs. Yeah. So here is Bikoach Nefesh. Is it Mamish Bikoach Nefesh? Might be Bikoach Nefesh. Okay, that might be break the rules as well. We'll have Dafka that it's 100% clear that it's Bikoach Nefesh. Okay. So says the Gemara, the Rabbi Yossi though holds that Kvisa of City A takes precedence over the Chaye Acherim. So the Gemara says, Hash, we'll talk more about that in a minute. Let's just finish first the Raya again. Hash to Kvisa, Rabbi Yossi Yesh Batsar Guf Kulo, Yesh Batsar. Rabbi Yossi in this Brisa, in this Tosefta, allows Kvisa, it says that Kvisa over his Chayachir, meaning it's very serious if you don't wash. So Kuf Kulo, Kol Shekein, so he could say in our Mishnah that it's not eating nefesh at all to wash your body. If he allows laundry, isn't washing your body more important and more stringent? So the Gemara says no. Amri, incorrect. Kfisa alima l'Rabbi Yossi. Kfisa is even a more serious issue than not washing your body. Washing your clothes is more serious. As we're about to see, that the disease that is caused by not washing, wearing dirty clothing, that disease is more serious than the disease caused by not being rochets. D'amar Shmuel, as a Shmuel, the famous doctor, says, Hai arbovisa deresha, mas yulidei avira. The confusion, the arbovisa deresha of the head. What does that mean? It means you don't take care, you don't comb your hair, you just leave it all in a mess. The Ron says, Eina masari grosho. So then that leads to blindness. That leads to blindness. How does that lead to blindness? The Rosh is lashon. If you look at the Rosh is lashon on the bottom of the previous amud, Shema'or einayim yonek mi se'ar harosh. Vision somehow gets nourished from the se'ar harosh. And if one doesn't take care of the se'ar harosh, that sort of seeps in through the head and causes blindness. Arbovisa demani masi l'dei shamomisa. Confusion, arbovisa demani, of the clothing. That's the laundering leads to shamomisa, also a type of disease of timahon lev, says the Ran. And finally, arbovisa de gufa, this is the one about now washing, masi l'dei shikli v'kibi. Not taking care of yourself, not cleaning yourself, leads to boils and to scabs. And that's something, though, that can be cured, the Ron points out. So that's what you see, that Rechitzas Haguf is less serious of an issue. Because Kibi V'shichli can be cured. The other one, Timon Levav, that's not curable. That's just a disease caused. So therefore you see from Rabbi Yossi that the not washing is even more of a serious issue. Period. How could Rabbi Yossi, though, say that Kvisa Bishchaya Chayrim? How could Rabbi Yossi say that? Especially if it's Sakaras Tafashas. Obviously, how could that be? So the Netziv, in the Hemek Sheila, the Netziv notes, maybe this is related to the issue that we've discussed a number of times, and that is putting yourself into a Suffix Sakana in order to save someone from a Vade Sakana. We mentioned this recently and not so recently. Again, the issue of giving a kidney. Right, somebody gives a kidney, the other kidney is doing well, Baruch Hashem, but who knows what's going to happen later on. Or going in for any surgery with a certain type has a certain type of risk. So is somebody obligated to go put themselves into a suffix sakana in order to save their friend from a vade sakana? So this is basically the Yerushalmi against the poskim. There's the Yerushalmi quoted in the Agos Maimonios at the beginning of Hilchos Rotzeach. The Kesef Mishnah quotes this. If you want to look it up, the Kesef Mishnah at the end of the first perek of Hilchos Rotzeach, the Kesef Mishnah quotes in Aleph Yudalid, Kasav Agos Maimonios, about losam l'adam reyecha, but Yerushalmi masik afilu l'haknes asma besavik sakana chayiv. The Yerushalmi says it's an obligation. It's an obligation. It's losam l'adam reyecha. So it's only suffix sakana for you. So what? Losam l'adam reyecha. V'nira explains the Kesef Mishnah, shahatam ebnei shalav vaday v'hu suffix. This guy's vaday gonna die, and the other one's suffix gonna die. Right? Suffix sakana. So you have to. That's the chayiv. The poskim do not quote this Yerushalmi. The Rambam and the Rosh and the Riff and the Tur, nobody, and the Shulchan Aruch does not quote this Yerushalmi. Why? Because the Bavli does not hold this way. The Bavli seems to hold, number one, by omission, and number two, the Achronim trying to figure out, are there rayas to this Lakan Lakan? The Bavli says, it's a Rishus, and that's what we pass. If you look in the Sman, Choshen Mishpat, and other postgame, it's a Rishus, if you want to. It's wonderful in certain situations, but you have to know exactly the situation, how much of a risk is it, is the risk worth the salvation that could be achieved? But that's a major issue, comes up in many different places. We mentioned, I just wrote one other makar, and then we'll relate back to the Netziv, one makar that we mentioned before, and that's the Truth of the Radvaz. Truth of the Radvaz in Chela Gimel, Tafresh Chav Zayin, where the Radvaz was asked, if one of the government officials says to you, I'm going to cut off your arm, or I'm going to kill this person. So is that, right, if somebody says, I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to kill somebody else, so you have to say, right, your blood isn't redder, so you're not allowed to kill Reuven, but if somebody says, I'm going to kill you, you don't have a choice. But if he says, let me cut off your arm, or I'm going to kill him. So that's the Shiloh that the Netziv received. So do you let your Aver, The Radvaz. What did I say? The Radvaz. Hanachli lakatis eber echa she'en chameis mibenu. O amas yisro chaver echa. Let me cut off a non-life-threatening limb, or I'm going to kill your friend. So says the Radvaz, zumidas chasidus. There's no obligation here. There's no obligation here for you to have to cut off the limb. It's zumidas chasidus. There are many reasons, says the Radvaz, that I can come up with that you don't have to cut off your arm. Number one, there's no such thing as a non-life-threatening limb. That's number one. They say it's not life threatening, but the Radvaz says, I saw someone die from a cut on their ear, says the Radvaz. And the ear, you would think, is not so life threatening. He says, Ani Risi Echad, Shemesa Yede Shesartos, Azro Sritas Dakos, Lotzivim Dam, Vyazakokach at Shemes. So there is, so number one, there is no such thing as a non life threatening limb. Number two, he says, even in the Torah, where it says, Petza Tachas Patsa, that an ayin Tachas ayin, all of those are interpreted as money. Rabbi Bakaba says it's money. The Torah never demands to have a cut off. Okay, Evan Nirtza might be a different category, a different type of halacha. But he says the Torah always interprets it as money. Number two. Number three, and this we mentioned before, Derechecha Darchi Noam. It's impossible the Torah would force you and obligate you to go through this. So for sure, there is no obligation. And he ends off, Midas Chasidus v'ashrei chelko mishiyuchol amud bazeh. But if it's a suffix, sakadis, a fashis, if it's really a real serious, then it's a chasid shota, then you shouldn't do it, because, you know, you're not supposed to sveika di day, adif bivadi d'chavri. Okay, but again, that is a major issue, putting yourself into a suffix sakadis. It says that it's if, maybe that's his issue here. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is holding that suffix, this is a suffix sakana. Right, it leads to shiamumisa, leads to these diseases. Maybe that's the shita of Rabbi Yossi. It's a suffix sakana, and therefore, even though it's the chaye achirim of the other city, he would still say you're not allowed to do it. Also related, let's say it's not a suffix sakana, but what if it's just pain? It's very uncomfortable. It's tsar. How much tsar do you have to put yourself through? I mean, this is the Radvaz's issue, in order to save your friend. This is a discussion of the Beis Shmuel on Evan Ezer. Where's the Beis Shmuel? It's Simon Pei. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, let's say a woman wants to, a husband, the Shulchan Aruch says, has to give his wife a certain food and a certain level of parnasa he has to increase when she's nursing. When she's nursing, what if she wants to eat something that's not so good for the baby? But she needs it. She really wants to eat it. Is she allowed to do that even though it's going to be mazik the baby? She's in tsar now so that she cannot have it. So is she allowed to eat it? So Shulchan Aruch quotes two days. Paskalo mazonos haru'uyim, the husband is posing mazonos fitting for her. Vaharihi misava lechel yoser, she wants to eat more. Olecho machalos acheros. She has a need and desire to eat other foods. Yesh bisha omer she'ena bal yochol akev v'pnei sakarnes avlad. Some say the Baal cannot be ma'akev because the vlad's in danger. No, because the woman wants to eat it. Shetzar gufa kodem, because her tsar haguf comes before the chayim of the vlad. The yesh mishomer sheyachol ma'akev, and the second day is he can't be ma'akev. The chalkas b'chokik explains why can he be ma'akev, because im levlad savik sakana v'lo in sakana rak tsar mehechatesi to be called tsar to sakin a vlad. Why should her tsar beat out the vlad? Says the Chalkas B'chokin. Says the Beis Shmuel, I have a gemara that her tsar could beat out the chayim of the vlad. Which gemara? The Darim Daf Pei, right here. The Efshalomer Taaf Agav the Magia Levlad Suffix Sakana Mikomako Muteres Lecho Kamashi Isa B'Shas the Darim Daf Pei Kvasos V'Chayachem Kvasos Kodem Taaf Agav the Eino El Tsar. He says maybe that's only Rabbi Yossi, not the Rabbanan. But either way, this is part of the issue of Nichnas li safek le safek sakana. Okay, and tsar versus the life of someone else. Let's go weiter now. Shalchu mitam, fifth line on top. Shalchu mitam, so they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Hizaru be'irbuvisa, be careful with irbuvisa, right, which we just spoke about. One other ha'ara that I forgot to mention. The Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yehoyada says irbuvisa deresha is masculine de avira. Confusion of the resha, of the hair, you know, leads to blindness. It says about Yoyada, maybe it's a remnant to Torah. Resha is like racious. The Torah is called racious. B'shul shatara nikra racious. If you have confusion in Torah, if somebody doesn't have a clarity in their head of a sugya, if somebody doesn't have the girsos and the versions of the sources properly, it's going to lead to blindness, or the blindness of the sugya. They're not going to get the halacha straight. If revisa the resha, the aposik has to have clarity of all the sources to go through it to make sure it's clear in their heads. In order to give a shir, in order to give a shir, it has to be 100%. Like sometimes we learn something. Okay, I don't understand that perfectly. If I don't understand it perfectly, there's no way I can teach it. There's no way you can teach it. Because it has to be clear in order to have clarity, in order to be able to give it over. So that's what he says here. V'beish la'adam shet shibush bin nuschos, demishno b'raisa, asik l'dei avira, she yistatmu piskei halachas mimenu, she yuchal l'chavein halacha alamitasa. So that's our bovisa deresha of the reishas, is masik l'dei avira. It's a musar that we always have to have things clear in our heads. Okay. Sholcha b'tavs li center of Eretz Yisrael. Be careful with bovisa. That's the connection to this following Gemara, but there were three things that the B'nai Eretz Yisrael said to be careful about. That's how we get into the rest of the Agadata on this Amud. Hizaru b'chabura. They also said to be careful about chabura. What's chabura? So the Ron says to always learn with the Rebbe and the Talmud together. B'chabura, the Ron says, lilmo Torah b'chabura, to learn Torah in a group, sha'at talmidim mechadadim ze'et ze'et ve'es harav. The talmidim sharpen each other and sharpen their Rebbe. Right, the Gemara in Tainus, we remember that I learned the most from my students. I learned a lot from my Rebbeim, even more from my friends, and the most from my students. So it's not even just a chavrusa, the Ron says. It's dafka chavrusa, friends, but also with a Rebbe. So be careful to learn v'chabura. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo says, why dafka is this one of the Sholchu Mitams? Why is dafka one of the Sholchu Mitams from there? Well, they didn't know this in Bavel. Dafka, they said from Eretz Yisrael. So maybe, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, quoting the Yavetz, quoting Rav Yaakov Emdin, to be Eretz Yisrael, we had a Gemara in Ksubis. The Chad Minon Kitre Minayu. The Gemara Ksuba says that one of them is greater than two of us in Bavel. So maybe in Eretz Yisrael is not as needed because they're in a different level. Avir de Eretz Yisrael machkim as we had before. So maybe Dafka Shalchu Mitam, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael said to the Bnei Bavel, you know, you better learn b'chavrusa, better have a Rebbe because you know it's serious issues. You have to be more worried about it than we do. Yeah. Right. The Shalchu Mitam and Beitza. Well, Shalchu Mitam is always. Something that has to do with the Bnei Chutz Laaretz, from Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Right, so that's where Shlomo Zalman says that maybe this too also is something specific to the Bnei Chutz Laaretz. Okay, and finally, the third Azhara. Yizaru b'bnei aniyim. Be careful with the children of the poor. Shemehen teitze Torah. You think the children of the poor are not going to go anywhere? No, Torah is really going to come out from the Bnei aniyim. The Ron says, because they have the time and they have the attitude. Look what the Ron says. The Ron says, "Yizar b'nei aniyim l'shtadol olam dan Torah shemehentei tzei Torah she'ein lahem esek acher." Number one, they're not busy in all other things. They have the time. That's what they're busy osik b'Torah. They don't have all the latest contraptions playing with. Right? They have the time to learn. Va'od she'daitem shvela aleihem. They have the attitude. They're humble. They have the right attitude. So they have the time and the attitude. So don't not teach someone because you think that he's on a too low level of society. Shneimar, it's alluded to in the pasuk, Yizal Mayim Midal Yo, where the water should pour down from the peyo. But we darshan the word dal also means pour. Right, dali dal. Shemehente say Torah. From then comes Torah. Yeah. The Bnei Aniyim. Well, then maybe the Aniyim are working. The older ones. Right. The Bnei Aniyim, the children of the Aniyim that are. Less what to do. The Aniyim themselves are already old. They're not in yeshiva anymore. Umipnei, and finally, Mipnei Ma'in Mitsuyin Tamidech Chachamim Latei Savi Chachamim Bibneihem. Why isn't it common for great Tamidech Chachamim to have Tamidech Chachamim as children? Why isn't that common? Many times we find, starting with Moshe Rabbeinu, right? You have to go further than that. Shmuel Hanavi, right? And many times we have. We have great people that don't have Talmidei Chacham that come from them. So the Gemara has five possibilities to answer this question. Why is it? Number one, Amar Rav Yosef, Shelo Yomru Torah Yerusha Hilahem. What exactly does that mean? So Machlokas be showing him here. Shelo Yomru Torah Yerusha Hilahem. What's the pashas of that? What would you say? Who's talking? Shelo Yomru who? The Olam. The Olam shouldn't say that, oh, look at him. He has got it easy. Right, yeah. I'm going to be a Tabach HaKham. Look at my father. Look at my grandfather. Oh, him, it's it. So, Pashtus, I would agree, Shalom Yomer, that other people shouldn't say Yerusha. And therefore what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges it that Tabach HaKham don't have Tabach HaKham children. Like, quasi taken away Bechira. He arranges it behind the scenes. So that's the pshat of the Mefarish. That's one of the days of the Rosh. The Ran seems to, it doesn't explain why, but he seems to just give an opposite pshat in order, because this is a very difficult pshat to say. Shelo Yomru, because this is what the Talmidei Chacham children say to themselves, and therefore, that's why they don't succeed. Because they say, ah, I got so much Torah in my family, it's going to be great, I don't have to work so hard. Shelo Yomru, they themselves say, Shelo Yomru Torah Yerushalayim. Because they say this, and therefore, they don't succeed. Number one. Number two, Amar of Shesha Breda Ravidi. Omer, Kedei Shelo Yizgadru Al HaTzibur. So they're not misgader, they don't hold themselves above the tzibur. They're not condescending to the others around them. Number two. Number three, Marzutra Am, right, they'll think, hey, my father was so great, my grandfather, and I'm great. Right? They shouldn't think that. Marzutra Omer, Mipnei Shehein Misgabrin Al HaTzibur. Similar, but Marzutra says it's an onesh. Because they hold themselves higher, this is an onesh for them. Misgabrin Al HaTzibur. Right? The Karen Ori says all these have to do with gaiva. Kol Hani Tami Hu Mibnei Srak Gasus HaRuach. And Gasus HaRuach, Torah doesn't last, right? Torah is Nimshal L'mayim, and Mayim flows downward. So therefore, Torah doesn't last with them. Number four, Mars Rav Ashi Amar Bepishum Dekaru Le'inshi Chamri. They call people donkeys. They call people donkeys. What exactly does that mean? Why donkeys? The Marsha explains that they think that there's B'teva, a problem with those people. They think B'teva, it's something biological, something in the genetic that, you know, these people can't learn. That's what it means by a donkey. A donkey inherently, doesn't matter how many shiurim a donkey goes to. You know, he's just not going to get it. Right? So the Marsha says that's exactly the, what does it mean that they call them donkeys? Ki'ilu heim b'teva habriya, einam ru'uyim l'chachma, kibriyas hachamar hazeh. And you know what? That's exactly why they have the punishment. They have the children who are not tamei chacham. You'd say it's the teva. I'll show you what's teva. That's why they have children who are not tamid chachamim, because they call them chamor. Chamor also is interesting. The Karen Ohr suggests why dafka chamor, because a chamor is used by people to schlep heavy loads. They call them chamorim. They think that they're there to help me. They're there to schlep my bags. They're there to give me covered. That's why dafka chamor, because that's the animal that chamor yisachar chamor garem. That's the one that uses. The animal is used by others. Maybe Dafka just the opposite. I'm thinking now, a Talmid Chacham has to be like a Chamar. Yisachar Chamar Garem. He's got to schlep and he's got to work hard.
Why is this only true for a Ben Talmid Chacham?
Why is that true for a Ben Talmid Chacham and not a...
Any Talmid?
Maybe once somebody's a Talmid Chacham, maybe he's past that level of immaturity. And he's past, he's a true Talmid Chacham. That's why it's Dafka, Ben Talmid Chacham that has this. Rabbi Akiva says that he used to attack the Talmid Chacham like a donkey.
Right, so donkey
the opposite, right? It's an opposite. I think I mentioned in the past in a shir the beautiful thought of the Elohim Moadai, or Schlesinger, who says, in Parshas Bilam, I've got to remember this, in Parshas Bilam, the donkey turns to Bilam and starts talking to me, what are you doing? So why didn't Hashem just make a bas kol go out? The animal had to turn to Bilam? A heavenly voice! Bilam, stop it! Maybe he would have gotten the picture there. Right, the donkey has to talk to him. So it explains the Elohim Moadai that what makes a person different than an animal? What makes a person different? So it's the Kizkoach HaDibur. That's what differentiates him. Ruach HaVeil Adam Nefesh Chaya. The uncle says Ruach Mamalla, a talking spirit. What makes us different than the animal is our Koach HaDibur. So the donkey turns to Bilam. Bilam moves on his way, about to use his Koach HaDibur improperly. He's about to go curse the Jews. The donkey turns to Bilam, and in effect says to him, Bilam, you're going to use your Koach HaDibur for something negative? You know better than a talking donkey. Hashem should have given the Koach HaDibur to a donkey. You're just like an animal. You're just like me. That's the depth of the conversation. Right? Not Dafka Basko, but Dafka the animal's talking to him. Because he's saying that there's no difference between me and you right now, Bilam, because you're going to use your Koach HaDibur in an inappropriate way. So Dafka Chamor. Chamor is you, assuming there's no difference between a Chamor and an Aton. Okay. Number five. Last Shita. Why is it that, again, children of Talmid Chachamim are not always Talmid Chachamim? Ravina Amar, She'ein Mevarchin B'Torah Tchila. Because they didn't say Berchas HaTorah. They don't say Berachas HaTorah. And therefore, the Mefarish explains, what does it say in Berachas HaTorah? We daven that our children should be Talmid HaChamim. They didn't say that. Their children weren't Talmid HaChamim. They didn't ask that Bracha. Tomer Rav Yehuda Marav, because Rav Yehuda Marav says, my does Abiho Isha HaChacham Yavin Ezoz. Who understands this? This question was asked. What question? Why did the Churban take place? It was asked to the Chachamim and the Nevi'im. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains it. The Pasuk says, they left my Torah, they didn't listen to my words. The Pasuk, if you look at the continuation, has all these phrases. They didn't listen to my voice, they didn't go on my path, they left my Torah. Aren't they all the same thing? So Amar Yehuda Marav, Shein Mevarchin B'Torah Tchila. No, you know what's alluded to? The extra Lohochuba that did not say Birchas HaTorah. Period. One question we're not going to deal with today, you can look back to Yuma Daf Tes, listen to the Shir. How does Shelo Bircha B'Torah Tchila fit in with the big three Averis and Aschinam? You know, we discussed that back on Daf Tes Mabez. Yeah. That was a Shabbos. It was a Shabbos back in Yuma. So that was then. Okay, so you can't listen to it. Maybe you have to just chas of the Makaris if it was on a Shabbos. But 2 points. First, the less discussed one, and then the more discussed one. So the Churban took place because of Birchas HaTorah. This Gemara is used by the Shakas Aryeh to answer the following question. Shakas Aryeh has a tshuva in Simen. You could call them tshuvas. In Simen Chaf Hei. Simen Chaf Hei. If you don't remember, if you said Birchas HaTorah, do you say Birchas HaTorah again? It comes up. Comes up sometimes in the middle of a shiur, like, did I say Birchas HaTorah? I usually say it, and I don't remember. I'm a Sufik, so do you have to repeat it or not? So, usually we paskin, the rule is, Suffik Daraisa Lachumra. Right? If it's a Din Daraisa, you have to repeat Din Darabana. You don't have to repeat. Generally, all other brachas besides benching are Darabana, so you don't have to repeat if you don't remember if you said the bracha. What about Berachas HaTorah? Is it Daraisa? So the Ramban quotes in Sefer Mitzvahs, counts it as a separate Mitzvah say. The Ramban in Mitzvah Tezvav that he has unto the Rambam, Shinitzavinu Lahodos Lashmo Yisbara Bechalesh Nikar BaTorah. Or the Ramban counts it as one of the 613. The Rambam does not. The question is why? Is it included? Is it included in Talmud Torah, some suggest? But it doesn't mention in Mefurish. So that's a big discussion. Maybe Berachas HaTorah is only Durabanan. Is it a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban? So the Shagas Aryeh quotes our Gemara and says it's impossible that such a great punishment took place if they violated a Durabanan. You have to say Berachas HaTorah is Daraisa, based on this Gemara. Why would they have merited such a terrible punishment? I mean, it can't be. He says, similar to a Tosas B'Sekha Sota, which talks about, the Gemara there talks about the Bnei Yisrael getting punished for being machnif to Agrippas. So Tosas says it must be that Agrippas was not roy to be a king on a Daraisa level, because it was only a Darabana level, so then it can't be that it would have been punished so deeply. So that's why the Shakasari, that's the last paragraph of the whole tshuva, and he says, Helkach, therefore I say it's in Daraisa, and therefore you have to be Chodzer Mevarech. Halacha L'maisa, we count Ava Rabba, if you're in the middle of davening, have Kavana, learn after davening. But either way, he quotes that Gemara as, our Gemara, as one of the rayas. Yeah? Even if it's a Durabanan, it reflects a certain attitude. We'll talk about more about that in a minute. But just first, the lum, this conceptual, and then we'll get to the Agadata. Number one, so the Shagasari proves it's Daraisa. Number two, do we see from this Gemara that usually we say, even if you don't make a bracha, the mitzvah is fine. Right? I shake a lulav without making a bracha. I'm Yosef, the mitzvah. Sfirsa Omer. Right? Let's say I missed the night, so I can't make the bracha. I can't. I'm doing the mitzvah. Could be a mitzvah Daraisa. The mitzvah is not affected by not making the bracha. But the Dvar Avram in Simon Tezayin says, it sounds like in this Gemara, possibly, that not making Berachas HaTorah is Ma'akev the Mitzvah itself. It's Ma'akev the Mitzvah, and that's, Shlo Berachas HaTorah Tchila means Bittul Torah. What do you mean? They learned. No, they didn't learn. If you didn't say Berachas HaTorah, that's somehow a chisaron in the learning itself. And that's why, it's not dafka because they didn't Berachas HaTorah, but the learning itself is problematic. So he at least raises that issue. Can it be that this Gemara is really saying that a not making Berachas HaTorah affects as ma'akev the mitzvah itself? Okay. Either way, though, now we get to the main question of the daf, and that is why didn't they say Berachas HaTorah? You know, and what exactly was the chait of not saying Berachas HaTorah? So this is the famous Ran. The Ran quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't know why. The past 3 days, the Ran has quoted a lot of Rabbeinu Yonahs. He didn't quote him in the Masechta earlier, but yesterday, today, the famous one is right here. But either way, that's the quotes Rabbeinu Yonah about the eighth skinny line in the Ran. Shehu yodeya b'makeh halev shelohayim avarachan tchila. Klomar, shelo haisa haTorah chashuva beinehem kolkach sheyehiroi levarich aleha. Torah was not chashuv in their eyes to merit a bracha. Shelo hayu oskim ba lishma, because they weren't osik ba Torah lishma. They learned, but they didn't take it so seriously. They didn't weren't machshiv the Torah, and therefore they were mezalzel in the bracha. They're great, says the. He has my askama on this idea, but the question still begs itself: what does that mean? They weren't osik lishma. Why weren't they osik lishma? How does brachas Torah not say brachas Torah reflect that they weren't osik lishma in it? So I think I'll say there are about 15 pshatim that I saw. I'll say five. Somebody asked me last night, how many I'm going to say four, but I saw another one last night, so I'm going to add it on. The Bach. Start with the Bach. Let's go in historical order. Okay. Let's go in order. So start with the Bach, the Taz. The Bach says in Siman Mem Zayin. Right, the tour starts off with this Gemara, Siman Mem Zayin. Siman Mem Zayin is the Siman Shulchan Aruch Berachas HaTorah. Berachas HaTorah Ma'od Tzorach Lizarba Kedi'isa Ben Adarim. That's how Berachas HaTorah starts off. That's how the tour starts off. Shem Avarchan Batar Tchila. So ask the Bach what's going on here. Vigla Tzimua Tuva Lama Lo Yatsa Kazos Milafan Av La'anishem Ba'onish Gadol V'ram Kazeh. Dafka because of, didn't say Berachas HaTorah? Says the Bach, when we are Osik Batorah, that connects the upper worlds and the lower worlds. Connects the Olam HaSa'olyon and Olam HaSa'tachon, and it brings a tikkun. It brings a spiritual tikkun to all the worlds. Kavanos Yisbarach Me Olam Haisa, Hashem's Kavana Wash, and Yoskin Batara Kadeshit Tisatzeim, Nishmasenu, Ba'atzamos, Veruchnius, Vekdushas Makar, Motza HaTorah, Velachay Nasakash Barach HaTorah, Taurus Emesli Yisrael, B'matana. He gave us the Torah in order to be Mesakin, our world and the upper worlds. But if you're osik batorah, shelo lishma, so you're osik batorah because you enjoy it, or purely for enjoyment. You think it's a nice intellectual exercise. Or he says, kiim lezarach dvarim hagashmiim, lahanasam, leida adinim lezarach masu matam, gam his ghost. You learn it to be able to call yourself a rabbi. He says, then you're learning, and the upper world is fixed. Because you're learning this tikkun, but there's no tikkun in the lomos hatachtonim. There's a nituk between them, and that's why churban is caused. Because you fix the olamos elyonim, beautiful Talmud Torah, but because you're not doing it to be misakin yourself, to make yourself a better person, to purify yourself, so that's why that leads to churban. That is the Bach. The Taz says, no, look at the language of Berachas HaTorah. Lasok b'devei Torah. What's lasok? What did you say? Asher k'nasham l'sivanu. Right? Lomo Torah. What's Lasok? So Asek says the Taz is the Amelus, is the hard work. And that's what Ishul Bercha Batar Tchila, they didn't properly fulfill the Berchas HaTorah that they said, the Lasok, the Devei Torah. Says the Taz, Lefisha Lo Halchuba, Shatorah Enimus Kayemus Ela Bemisha Memus Atzmo Aleha. Dehainu Shaosik Bepilpul, Lomaso Matan Shal Torah, Bechukosai Te Lechu, Mashaenkein, Beosim Shalondin Zvar Torah Mitoch, Oneg, Vedim Yegeyimba, Ein Termis Kayemis Atzlam. What's that, a Rebbe you gave a Musa Shmuz in Yeshiva? Just imagine you're on a couch, you're lying backwards, and you have a Reb Chaim on top of your head. Right, he said, you're going to understand the Reb Chaim that way? You're going to understand Reb Chaim on top of you? He said, okay, Shabbos afternoon, and if the choice is sleeping versus this, okay, maybe you want to do that. But regular, you're trying to really understand something that's very difficult and deep like that? Mitoch Oneg? It's not going to happen. So Lasok, they didn't have the Amelus for Torah. They didn't have the Amelus for Torah. That's the Taz. Oh, that is number two. So you have the Bach, you have the Taz. So now we get to probably one of the more well-known Pshatim, and that is, it's known as the Beis HaLevi, but it's also the Chassam Sofer. They both said it in the same exact idea. And that is, there are two parts of Talmud Torah. This is the Beis HaLevi and Parshas Mishpatim. Two types of learning. Talmud Torah, as we know, Lumban Amaraz Lasos, learning in order to know what to do. If I don't know what to do, if I don't learn, I'm not going to know what to do. And also, Lomo Lishma. To learn Lishma, even separate from knowing what to do, I'm going to be Osek in Chidus Beishamai. I'm going to be Osek in something that doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. There's two types of learning. Women, says the Beis HaLevi, are only Chayiv in number one. Only Chayiv in number one, Nafkamina. Women obviously have to learn. What's the Ptur? The Lishma. They only have to know Dal Chalki Shulchan Aruch. That's it. Right? Once they know that, so then they could take a break. So that's a Nafkamina. So says the Beis HaLevi. What does it mean, Shloberchu Batar Tchila? There's a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos tells us that you only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. You don't, we the Paskin, you don't make a bracha on building a sukkah. You only make a bracha on sitting in a sukkah. You don't make a bracha on writing a Sefer Torah. You don't make a bracha on writing a mezuzah, but being koveya the mezuzah. You don't make a bracha by putting the tzitzis on the baguette. Only by wearing the tzitzis. Only by the final stage. If it's an earlier stage, there's no bracha. Says the Beis Halevi, they didn't say brachas Torah. Why? Because they only held of Talmud Torah type 1. So learning is just an extra mitzvah. I don't have to make a bracha now. It's all about the mitzvah itself. They didn't learn lishma. That's exactly what the Chassam Sofer also here says. And that's why they didn't make a bracha, because they thought this was just a hekshar mitzvah. They didn't think that learning per se brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they both quote that Gemara from Menachos to explain our Gemara. Okay, I'm not going to read the Chassam Sofer to save time, but please look at it if you have a moment. I just mentioned two more quick ones, and then we'll move on. The Rambam, there's a Tshuvas Rambam about this. Somebody asked him, interesting, listen to the lashon of the question. Simen Mem Beis in Per Ador. Havinenu Malkenu. They call the Rambam Malkenu. Interesting. Havinenu Malkenu. Speaking of Melech. What's the pshat of this Gemara? What's the pshat of this Gemara? Shaloberchu Batorah Tchila. Says the Rambam, Shaloberchu Batorah Tchila. The pshat is that the Talmidei Chachamim of that generation let the Kohanim Amoratzim get the first Aliyah. The Talmud Chacham is supposed to get the first Aliyah if there's only Amoratzim in the shul. Even though that's not our minhag today, Shulchan Aruch, but either way, we give the Kohen no matter what, right? Darkei Shalom, but the Rambam says, Shulberchem Atorah Tchila, the Talmud Chacham didn't get the first Aliyah, and that led to a zilzul of Chashivas HaTorah in general. The Talmud Chacham is supposed to get the first Aliyah. So that's the Rambam Shan, it's in Mem Beis in Per Hadar. Okay. Okay, well, we'll have to move on, or we'll give maybe one other shot of Rav Shlomo Zalman at the end if we have time. Let's continue. Isi bar Yehuda lo asa l'masifta de Rabbi Yossi tolas ayom. Me Isi bar Yehuda didn't come to Rabbi Yossi's yeshiva for 3 days straight. Ashkechei Vardimus bar Rabbi Yossi. Vardimus, the son of Rabbi Yossi, he saw him on the street. Vardimus, unusual name for Rabbi Yossi. So the Mefarish says it's Rabbi Nachem bar Rabbi Yossi. Vardimus was his nickname. Amalei, so my time will also be Marlebe. Medrash Da'aba tolas ayomin. Why didn't you come to my father's yeshiva for 3 days? Amalei ki taimi diavich lo yadana hech asoy. I don't understand your father's shita. How can I come to the base medrash? I don't understand what your father's talking about. Shamar Shem Balacha says you have to have a rabbi that you can understand. Right from here, you can't just go to I'm in so and so shir. Oh, I'm in so and so shir. No, you have to go to a rabbi that you can understand. So Amalei lema mar my kamarlei. Tell me which shita of my father's that you're upset about. Zilbi danatami. Maybe I can explain it to you. Amalei hadatani Rabbi Yossi Omer. What we had earlier kfisasam kodim lekayach erim krami nalan. Your own laundry goes in front of the Chayei Acherim? That's very difficult. Where's the source for that shita? That's why I didn't come to the base medrash. Amarlei Dechziv, I'll tell you the answer. This is what my father's based on. Or at least this is a remez. It says by the Ari Leviim, Umigrisheyem Yiyu Levehem Tam. Their fields should be for their animals, and the continuation of the pasuk is, Ulirechusham, to their possessions, Ulechol Chayasam, and to all their chius. So, my chayasam, what does that last phrase mean? Ilei b'chaya, is it referring to their animals? Falo chaya b'cha behemahu. What do you mean? It already says behemtam. And that already includes all animals. Elamai chayusam, chayusay mamish. It means that they could breathe. That's why you have to leave fields. Subshita. It's obvious that they leave fields, that they're going to use it for living. So, elalav, what does chayus mean? It must mean kvisa. To ikitsara dirbu visa. It must referring to their laundry, to give them space to do their laundry. And that causes the tsar that we mentioned earlier. And you see that kvisa is terms chiyus. So that's the source, that's the remes. So my father Shita, that your own kvisa could beat out the chiyus of Acherim. Period. Okay, getting back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, the Mishnah quoted the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said that a husband could be made for Nidre Inu Nefesh, for example, Rechitza and Kishut. Those two. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, those aren't Inu Nefesh. So says the Gemara, what did he mean by that? Iboy luhu. L'Rabbi Yossi, mao shi'afar mishim dvarim shebinol aveinah. Did Rabbi Yossi at least admit that these nedarim are in the other category? Not being miskashit or rochetzes. Is that at least binol aveinah, or is that nothing? That's not even binol aveinah. Tashma, so the Brisa says, mefurish. Am Rabbi Yossi, ein elo nidri ein nefesh, al dvarim shebinol aveinah havyin. So he says, mefurish. They are binol aveinah. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe he's just talking according to the Rabbanan. Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Yossi says, they're nothing. The Baal or the father can never be made for these Nadarim regarding Kishut and Rechitza. They're nothing. Beinol Beina or Inu Nefesh. Liditzchu, but Rabbanon, according to you, Damriso having Nidri Inu Nefesh, that you say it's Inu Nefesh, Oduli De'enel Nidri Inu Nefesh. Admit to me that that's wrong. They're not Inu Nefesh. They're only, at most, Beinol Beina, even though I say that they're not even Beinol Beina. So there's no riot from that. Brisa, so my, we're back to the question. Again, what's the question? Reb Yossi, who in our Mishnah says that those in the Dharm of Kishut and Rechitza are not Inu Nefesh, are they at least Beinola Veina that the husband can be Mefer? So, it's a machlokas. Rav Ada Bar Ava Omer Mefer. Rav Ada Bar Ava says he can't be Mefer. Rav Huna Omer ain't Mefer. Rav Huna says no, he can't be Mefer. And the Svara is given. Shalomatzinu Shuol Shemes Ba'afar Pir. Literally, a fox never dies in the dirt of his own hole. That's the mashal given to explain how once husbands and wives learn to live with each other, they basically learn to live with the challenging situations that each other creates for the other. And therefore the Ran and the Mefarsh and others say he basically learns to live without the Rechitza and without the Kishutz. Therefore he cannot be made for, it's not a Bein Olav Einah. Tanika, what is Rav Ada Bar Ava? Rav Ada Bar Ava is a brayso that supports Rav Ada Bar Ava. Rav Ada was the first shita that said that according to Rav Yossi, he can be mefer. So he says a beferish. Dvarim sheish by nini nefesh mefer bein bein olaveina bein bein olaveina chirim. If it's a neder bini nefesh, the baal is mefer it totally, forever, as we said 2 days ago. Shein ben nini nefesh, but if it's not nini nefesh, but it's bein olaveina, so as we said, bein olaveina mefer, while they're married or right after divorce, he can be mefer for that time. But once she gets married again, as we said, it's a limited hafara, and the neder kicks in when she marries somebody else. Kate said, so what are examples of this neder that he can be mefer? Amra. Konan, peros alai haris a yafer. If he says fruit or usher, if she says fruit or usher to me, he can be mefer for that, because that is inu nefesh. Konam sheni ose lafi aba lafi achicha lafi achicha lafi achiv. Konam, I'm not allowed to give Maisi Yadayim to my father, your father, my brother, your brother. I can't give straw in front of your animal. Or water in front of your cattle. In all those cases, he cannot be mefer. Because that's not inu nefesh, and it's not being olav einah. Right, giving something to your father, so what does that have to do with us? So he cannot be made for those. Shalo echol v'shalo efkos v'sho eshamish bitasi. But all those not putting on makeup, this is the line that's important for us. So then yafir mishum shadvarim shibin olaveina. He can be made for it because that's being olaveina. So that's mefurish, answers our question. Right, our question was according to Rabbi Yossi, nedarim of kishut, are those being olaveina? The answer is yes. Right, riot Rav Ada Bar Ava. V'shalo atziyah l'cha mitascha. But if she says, I'm noder not to make your bed. V'shalo emzog l'cha esakos. Or not to pour you a cup of wine, and not to wash you, ain't sarach lahafer. All those he does not have to be made for, because those are shibudim that the wife has to the husband, as we had in Maseches Ksubis. Rabbi Gamliel omer yafer shenemer lo yachel dvaro. Rabbi Gamliel says he can be made for, he should be made for, because lo yachel dvaro. What does that mean? What about shibudim? 2 days in the Ran here. 2 days in the Ran. The Ran says, number one, it's a dindra abanan. Dindra abanan really doesn't have to be made for because she's meshubin. But you know what? It's a gzera. It's a gzera. We don't want her to just make the dharm all the time. So treat it as if it's a neder so that she takes the dharm very seriously. Or the Ran says, maybe it's a hint in the word lo yachel dvaro. Even if something is not a neder, it's still a davar. It's still something she said. And on a low, on a level, not a real neder, even if it's just a dibur, it requires hafara. That's what the Ran says. Afilo midi de lo mikri neder el dvar ba'alma amar krada lo yachel. Rabbi Gamliel omer yafer shemer lo yachel dvaro. Gamliel says, as we just read, dvar acher lo yachel dvaro mikam lachacham shein mater nidri atzmo. 30 more seconds. Dvar acher, a different limud from lo yachel dvaro, is that a chacham cannot be mater his own nedarim. So that's the whole brisa. So let's just get to the punchline. So man shemina da amr shlo echav shlo efkos zarem shemina lo vina havyin Reb Yossi, who says that not being miskashet is beinola vina? That's the shita of Reb Yossi, because in our Mishnah it's called inu nefesh according to the Rabbanan. V'ketani de mefer mishum dvarim shemina lo vina. And it says that he can't be mefer it. So that's a riot of Ada that Reb Yossi in our Mishnah, even though he says they're not inu nefesh, he does admit that they are beinola vina, and the husband would be able to be mefer. Period. We'll talk more about those 2 days of the Ran, Beit Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.